everyone, to thank you for being a podcast. We are the Golden Girls Podcast, where we just deconstruct an episode of the Golden Girls scene by scene, because YOLO. Why not? You only live once.
Life's too short, guys.
Life's way too short. I'm Anthony DeSimito.
I'm Genevieve Rice.
And today we have an awesome guest. We have the very funny Anwar Newton.
What's up?
How are you, Anwar? I'm
doing very well.
Thank you for being on the podcast.
Thank you for being a friend.
Oh, very nice. Tell us, Anwar, what is your history with the Golden Girls? What has happened in the past?
Oh gosh. Golden Girls, you know, it's just such a staple in TV history. Mm-hmm. And I think we were talking about it earlier. You're going with the best. I'm going with one of the best, but I won't anger any listeners. It's definitely top three. I think it has to battle it out with Wonder Years for me. Those two have to have a cane sword fight in the front yard.
They were such different shows.
Yeah.
They're both very, very good.
Those two theme songs, they're in the back of your head. You just think about just Kool-Aid stained lips and eating Laffy Taffys. Just history and nostalgia.
As far as theme songs go, I'd have to say that Perfect Strangers is up there.
Yeah.
Perfect Strangers, maybe a Darkwing Duck.
Oh, there you go. That's a whole other beast. That's a whole other beast going to cartoon theme songs.
That 70s show is awesome. Just rocking out in the car. It made me want to have actual friends. Because I did not in high school. No one had a car. We did not have that luxury. So today we watched an awesome episode of The Golden Girls. It was sickly. It was called The Flu. It should have been called people yelling with stuffed noses. That's basically what happened.
It was a really
lots of anger. It's episode 21 of season 1. The original air date was March 1st, 1986.
So right in the thick of flu season.
Right? Yeah.
So, and honestly, I could relate to this episode quite a bit. I've been sick for the last week and a half. So.
Yeah, you're doing a lot better.
Yeah. Now, last episode, I apologize. I don't know what I said.
He's just brain gone.
Just all NyQuil.
Right. It was right before your voice went out.
Yeah.
People always think I'm sick because I had surgery on my face five years ago.
Oh, wow.
So my nose is always kind of screwed up. So I'm always it dries out very easily.
Oh,
so I'm always blowing my nose. And people are like, are you sick? I'm like, no, I'm fine. It's just, this is the rest of my life.
people assume I'm sick or depressed.
Yeah,
of my allergies is that my eyes are always red and I'm always putting eye drops in and I'm always something's always wrong. I don't know.
No, I'm just stoned.
Yeah. I'm just super stoned, guys.
This is my life.
So, Genevieve, do you want to do a brief synopsis of the episode?
Sure, I guess.
Okay.
Twist my arm. So, the ladies of Golden Girls Manor are all getting ready for a charity ball that they're involved in. What charity ball? We don't know. It's all very vague and kind of shadowy.
Just the banquet.
It's just a banquet and it's fancy. They got fancy dresses. They're getting dates for it. They're all...
The glitter ball.
They're very... yeah, they're very excited. And then Rose comes in and she's mildly sick and then... But it turns into a full blown illness, and all of a sudden, all the ladies are sick except Sophia, and they're sick for a week, and they're all very cranky and just in close quarters. And basically, that's the whole episode. Anthony's right. It's basically just all of them just being sick and yelling at each other, and then there's a ball.
Yes, just another weird turn for the Golden Girls. Let's start off with the first scene. It starts off with Sophia with a yardstick.
She's measuring with a yard, which is a very weird thing. She's measuring Dorothy's dress that she's altering with a yardstick, which...
Why does she need to do the hem with a yardstick? Doesn't she just need
at
to...
least you have a flexible, one of those flexible fabric, rulers that you you could basically get for like 69 cents at Hancock or Sass.
It makes you wonder.
She's never made a dress before, I'm pretty sure. Like she.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That could. You wonder if it was like just like a production thing. Like we just couldn't get this in time. Or it was like, hey, we're going to make Sophia as blatantly dumb in dressmaking as we could possibly make it and give her a fucking ruler.
But like, it was like a yardstick and it was just like barely going over Bea Arthur's like knee. It would just
And by the way, what kind of alterations? They can't. She can't be taking up the hem on Dorothy's dress for like. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she can't be doing that. Like, is she taking the hem out? She would need a ruler for that.
Right, Dorothy's Dorothy's used to like.
I'm sorry, alterations talk.
Yeah, well, like this hem. Like, what is she doing? Is she taking it in? Dorothy's used to walking around with long outfits. You know, I'm sure she'll be okay with a longer hem.
It's crazy because as fashionable as Dorothy is, you think she would. Like, be very concerned that the alterations are being made with a ruler. Like, do you understand how and good she, I need to look?
And she was fucking, like, moving around, slouching.
Yes.
Yeah. And then she had, like, you said, like, a river running down her face. She's like a sequence.
It was like a mystic river coming down the side of her lapel.
Mystic river. It was murder. Blood.
Murder.
Murder on the dance floor tonight.
My dress is the movie Mystic River, but in the form of an outfit.
She's like, I'm going for bloodshed and tragedy tonight.
Put a vacant in it.
If you lift the dress, there's a picture of Kevin Bacon.
It's just in the scene. Just like, look at the lighting. Just bacon.
Really in everything. Even in Dorothy's bacon. Dress.
6 degrees, shoot.
And so they're fucking like freaking out about this social club that we've never heard of. No, never. Like, we've been watching 20 episodes. I don't know what they're a part of. Like, one day they're just in a social club. And so they're complaining about how they don't have dates and how it's the biggest event of the year. And so Blanche comes in and she's talking about her previous dress and. Sophia's calling her a slut because her boobs are hanging out at the ball last year, which probably were.
Probably.
And then Rose comes in and she's like, I need some aspirin, was it? Or painkillers?
Yeah, she asked for aspirin and okay. Dorothy's like, she's like, yeah, liquid, gel.
She says time release buffered. I don't even know that there was a buffered.
Buffering? Buffering is a type of aspirin.
Buffering
is the company. I'm wrong. I was gonna say that they were the company that invented heroin that was Bear.
Or heroin, either one.
So Bear.
She has like 27 different types of like aspirin, which is insane. So you know Dorothy's like fucking pilling all the time if she's
staying copacetic.
They're women's in their 50s. They're women in their 50s, and Sophia's 80.
Right.
Like, they're gonna have a selection. They're going to have a medley of aspirin in their house.
I'm sure that most of them are expired. And so...
I mean, I'm 33. I have a selection of...
Do you?
Yeah.
I have, like, if I'm lucky, one type of ibuprofen in the house. But, well, that's all I need.
This is a multiple ibuprofen.
I always try to, like scavenge from people who have, like, real pain. Like, give me one of those horse pill 800 mgs that you're packing so I can just detonate this headache in the matter of 10 minutes. Whoa. And then, like, it'll mess up my insides after a while, I'm sure.
That's crazy. I just had a dream that I was on OxyContin, but I wasn't. I was just stone sleeping.
To work on OxyContin, like Super Bowl weekend, I did that.
You went to work high
accidentally
on
because I had a really bad headache, and I'm at the Roots show, so the Roots are playing here in Phoenix, and I pop a couple of oxys. I'm like, I'll be fine. I'll get through the music, and I get to work, and it didn't take more than 10 minutes. Maybe at work, and I'm just high. And I didn't realize it till 2 hours later. I'm just like, why do I feel so... I'm like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I took all this shit.
Oh, yeah. let me get your ID.
And then Dorothy's freaking out because she says she's really susceptible to getting sick. She's like, don't you fucking touch me, Rose.
No sympathy for Rose. Yeah. Whatever she's got, just oh my God.
She gets no sympathy in this episode.
She's stolen the wolves in this episode.
yeah, they all turn on Rose.
She's patient zero, so they just want to destroy her.
Then there's one and two.
That's the spread.
I love the joke where Blanche is like, I never get sick. I treat my body like a temple. And then Sophia's like, yeah, like a temple. Open day and night for everybody.
Good joke.
Great joke. It's almost
she likes
like
to fuck.
You know, they wrote that joke and then they build the episode like around
that one joke. What if they have the flu?
And then yeah.
A charity ball. I gotta get this joke in there.
Charity ball. We gotta build this around the joke. Okay, the next scene, they're all on the couch and they're sick. Like, all of it, like, so the prophecy came true. Like, Dorothy is psychic. She knew they were all gonna get sick. And so they're all sitting on the couch and they're doing, like, this whole, like Blanche is covering her eyes and then Dorothy's covering her ears and then Rose is covering, like, her nose. And did you guys catch that?
I didn't catch that.
Did you catch that? It was see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. Yeah, but Rose is more covering her nose because she was sniffing, smell no evil.
But that's a smart little gag. I didn't even see that.
Yeah,
it was so. Good job, Golden Girls.
Good job, Golden Girls. Yeah, no, maybe they built that, they did that joke, and then they built the episode around that. and so they're all wearing full makeup. Yeah, they're sick. Eyeshadow, blush, the hair is done. They got up early, they did their hair. Like, it's just.
They've got nowhere to go that day.
Yeah.
There's nowhere for them to go.
Right.
And they do have a doctor making a house call.
That's when the doctor comes in.
They were expecting a male doctor. Yeah. So they got all gussied up.
Yes.
And oh my gosh. Even on their deathbeds, it's not a dying moment to get a date.
That makes sense.
Yeah, because they've tried to date the last two doctors that have come in.
What if that's how they got sick? That's why they got sick, so they can meet a male doctor.
Really? There's deeper conspiracy.
Not a bad way to do it, Miami.
Like, Blanche went into Rose's room and just, like, started licking her lips while she was sleeping. Like, yeah, I want to meet
like a cat just laughing up.
Just pushed over her, like, licking. That's a bad image.
I don't think that could happen because I don't feel like any Golden Girls ever seen each other without makeup. So that is something I never happened. They were like, I can't let Blanche see me like this today. I'll never hear the end of it.
We were saying that, like they probably got shit makeup on. Like, makeup and hair did their makeup like they were sick. Mm-hmm. And then when hair and makeup left the room, they were like, we can't go out looking like fucking hell. So they put on their own blush and they did it all fucked up. That was, I just did a motion of putting on blush with both hands because it is an urgent blush moment.
Yeah. That's how you put on blush.
Oh, and Sophia, she's like, she says that she doesn't have a date. She's really flustered that she doesn't have a date. Apparently, you need a date for this charity ball. It's like the social event of the year.
It trumps the actual charity.
It's like prom. Like, you can't go to prom without a date.
Yeah.
Right. So
you can't just go as a group of girls.
No.
Like, if they really gave a shit about the charity, they would just give money and just stay home.
And just stay fucking home. So they just care about being popular.
It's clearly not about this mystery, you know, benefactor or anybody who needs anything. Because what is needed is boyfriends and dates.
And it's funny that it's called the Friends of Good Health, and then they're all, like, super sick. Like, right? And so, then Sophia's like, I don't want to go with Vinny... Vagini, I forgot his last name. Vinny Vagina. Because he pulls his pants up to his, like, fucking...
Gives himself a camel toe.
And then Rose's face is just distant. Like, she's like, I can't imagine what that pain must be like. She's, like, picturing herself having balls. And so the doctor, a female doctor that arrives. And she's wearing, like, a really, like... cute blue blazer, right? I picked up a lesbian vibe from her.
She's
very aggressive.
Yeah. Because she's dressed like Bobby Brown.
So. Bobby Brown.
She was quirky. She had hair like Blanche. I was like, it's Blanche's long lost daughter. It's the one that I don't know. She gave it to the guy that impregnated her, and became a doctor. So you missed out, Blanche. You missed out. And so she's like, she's checking them all. Like, she checks them, their symptoms, because obviously they're all under the same health insurance for some reason.
How does that happen?
Yeah.
They must be under some credible health insurance to get all these house visits. Have you guys ever had a house visit in your entire life?
That premium must be through the fucking roof.
I know, right?
At their age, getting the flu, they're like, listen, bitch.
Dude, yeah. Yeah, pre-existing conditions. All of you.
Yeah, your existence is a pre-existing condition. Your premium is way up there. The deductible is crazy.
And then to get a house, because, like, even more expensive. They're always talking about having money problems. And so, yeah, the doctor's checking them all out, because that's... I guess you just, I don't understand how that works. Like, if you have insurance, you go to one doctor. You don't all say, let's all get one doctor together, right? Like, how is all their insurance is being covered?
They're
by
not like on some kind of family plan.
A family like doctor plan. And so the doctor, she makes this joke about Blanche is like, I've never been touched by a female doctor before. This is really weird. And you know, she's like getting off on it. She's like, oh my god, a woman's touching me. New experience. And
I have to say that I find that suspect. Like, I think Blanche has had a few women.
Yeah.
And obviously. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think you can't fuck that often.
just want to test you. You get bored. Dick gets boring after a while.
Right. Especially like if you had tons of dick, right? I mean, let's try something new. And then the doctor's like, oh, jokes. Well, guess what? I used to be a man. And she says that with like the fucking, like, what do you call that thing?
It's like one of those tonsil.
Tonsil checkers.
They look like big pops.
It's a popsicle stick. They push your tongue down.
It's a tongue depressor. Okay. Yes.
Verbose we are.
That's what they also call Blanche's vagina.
Tongue depressor. Yes.
Zing. So she's like, I used to be a fucking dude. And then she's like, what? Like, your tongue depressor's in my mouth. And she's freaking out.
She's like, what?
And gags are insane. Like, somebody set this up, was like, listen, we can't let this fly, let this fly. We'll make it seem like she's got a dick in her mouth. And no one will be the wiser.
And she starts shoving the thing into her mouth.
Oh my gosh.
I am making, listeners, I'm making a shoving in and out.
She's like, I'm at a house visit. Nobody gets house visit, even in 1986.
No.
Even the notion of house visit, just for this generation of people, is like, are they fucking, like, a house visit is when I go and bang it out. So
no, like, yeah, the doctor's office is like, oh, we need to make a house visit. Oh, send the woman to send the transgender.
She's the transgender.
Send the M to F over there.
Cool. Yeah, and then she's
dressed as Bobby Brown. She's like, all on my own.
She's like, I want people to see me in my Bobby Brown outfit. Of course, I'll go.
Hey, what's the diagnosis? Too hot to handle, too cold to hold.
And then Blanche is like, dude, we gotta go to this ball this weekend because we have no lives and that's all we do. And then she's like, you have the flu. That's my diagnosis. That's what the doctor says. The female doctor. Oh, she's like, oh, before I get a step ahead, she's like, that when she does a transgender joke, mm-hmm. she's yeah. like, does just some female doctor humor. Like, that's just like her shtick. She just has like, I used to have a dick. Now I'm a woman. That's how I became a doctor. Like, but I'm bummed. Like,
seriously, gender politics are really messed up in this country.
I can do a type five real quick. Anybody so down? Humor is the best medicine.
I wish that was a premise. Like, humor. Go give her humor.
Was because she didn't give him any medicine.
Nothing. No prescription. She just no.
Yeah. Didn't y'all, even give a flu shot. Like it no. Was...
Yeah. No. Y'all fucking sick. A peace out.
Yeah. Just drink plenty of fluids. Like you are. You've got glasses of orange juice.
I see you around. You guys have OJ. You're good to go.
Just don't die. That's like the whole synopsis of Gold Girls. Just every episode, we're not dying. Credits.
We're not dying. Da, 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 da. And then, and so then the doctor leaves. She's in there for like less than a minute, for reals. And then Sophia starts talking about how natural medicine is the best. Back in Sicily, there was, we all went to like a witch doctor and she gave everybody ear salve for their, she gave the town, the village idiot ear salve, and he put it in his linguine and then sold it to everybody when he changed the name from ear salve linguine to pesto. Yeah, and then yeah, it was just like the most obscure story and obviously a lie. And then Dorothy calls her out, you're fucking lying, mom. And then she's like, well, I'm old, I'm supposed to be colorful.
I'm supposed to lie to people so they can work through those lies yeah. for the rest of their lives.
She's, yeah, Sophia, that's the first time she actually admits to a story not being true. Because she's always telling stories and then they're all crazy.
They're all
yeah,
crazy.
They're all fucking
that's
nuts.
The old person I want to be. Just telling lies to yeah. the new generation and they have to go right. figure it out.
And also, Sophia's the oldest one and she's the only one that's not sick. Think about that. Yeah. I'm thinking yeah. Sophia... got them sick.
And then cleared her, like, she cleared herself up. She had, like, the flu shot. She's in the back, medding it up. Just,
yeah,
like,
dude.
Keeping herself yeah. healthy.
Taking like, all 27 types of aspirin for herself.
Sophia wanted to kill them before the ball. That's what right. happened. Yeah. She wanted to get them killed with the flu, she, and she can go and just have all their boyfriends. Yeah.
She wanted to have 4 boyfriends.
That's how dirty she, because she doesn't give a fuck.
She doesn't give
she
a fuck.
She already hits people, like, with this machine gun mm-hmm. style of talking, just like, right. bip, 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 bip. And so I could just see her just wanting them to be dead at this point. Like
right.
the health insurance is skyrocketing. We already don't have any money. Bitches, you need to die.
Right. She's trying to get rid of that. She wants the house for herself. She wants
that's all. I just want
she wants all the beds for herself.
Not a different bed.
She's like, I'm gonna make this will be the last dress I make for you, Dorothy.
That's
Mystic River.
That's why I'm using a meter stick. I'm basically
stitch.
Just trying to bring on the apocalypse. That's me and my entire dream of the entire series.
I'm really measuring your body for how big the hole I'm gonna have to dig.
She's really measuring yeah. the coffin.
Yeah.
Just enough money for 3 caskets.
Oh no.
It's like yours is gonna be custom made. you tall piece of shit.
We cut to her like hitting a pile of burnt bodies with a stick.
I feel like Sophia would just be an anti-vaxxer just for people to yeah. be dead. Just wants people to die. Like, yeah, don't get that measles vaccine. Don't even try.
Right. I'm an anti-vaxxer just out of spite.
Out of spite for humanity.
You know, she's putting something in that orange juice. I don't know what it is. It's getting them sicker.
It's
like,
polio.
Yeah, it's polio. It's some Aaron Brockovich water or some shit. I don't know. It's giving them cancer.
I put black mold in your water, motherfuckers.
I got high C. The C stands for cancer.
And then Blanche was like, can't you get, she says to the doctor, can you give us a pill for, or something? And the doctor's like, no, fuck you. I have nothing. I'm not even a real doctor. I just, yeah, like, it just.
I just like to make transgender jokes. Fuck you, cisgender.
She pulls out a microphone from her bag. You guys got an amp somewhere?
Oh, gosh.
Okay, it's, okay, the next scene, it's, like, even worse. They're even worse sick. Blanche, Dorothy's on the couch because they obviously can't hang out, they can't lay in their own beds. If you just stole someone's heating pad, you're gonna go to your bedroom, you're gonna lock the door, not use it in the living room. I'm like, okay, like, you're a dumbass.
Yeah.
And so, Blanche...
Have your own heating pads, ladies. Yeah. Come on.
You should have, like, 10 heating pads in storage. Hello.
Yeah, like, they should have heating pads for every part of their body at that age.
Right.
Just in case something goes awry.
And also, it's daytime Miami. Go lay outside. It's warm. You can do that, too.
It's basically its own humidifier.
Yeah.
I feel like in Miami, you could just dive in the water and get out and lay out. And that is, like, basically icy hot for most people.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Icy hot. There you go. A natural
icy hot. Organic icy hot.
Somebody, that's how it was created. Somebody was like, I'm icy. Now I'm a pool out of the water. I'm hot now. Icy hot.
Feeling a lot better.
Okay, and so then she grabs the cord that's coming out of, like, between B. Arthur's legs, and she starts pulling it, and she's like, this better be, like, what did she say? Like, I know this is a heating pad, or you're doing something else under those sheets. Because back in the day, dildos had extension cords.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Was that a thing? I'm looking at you, Jenna.
Okay. I'm sorry. I am before the extension cord dildo era.
You couldn't get off if you weren't near an outlet. That's crazy. Imagine the inconvenience.
Oh, my God.
You needed, like, a power, like, an extension cord.
And these old houses, they only had 100-amp electric service. Like, and they have, most of that goes to, like, the dildo. What do you do? Just
short-circuiting this part of the house.
Right. That, you know, the house short-circuits, you know, Blanche is doing something. In
yeah,
her
you're
room.
Like...
She's got 10 of them and a heating pad going.
It's like, you can have a refrigerator or you can get off. You can have a...
Cold food, hot vagina.
What's That's it so gonna awful. Be?
But it was because it was such early technology. It probably had like two power strips or something. Like it had like
a daisy chain and dildo.
Right. It had several things and also batteries because some.
Like the old stereos, just massive. Like, that's why every dildo was like 12 inches. Because it had like 6C batteries in it.
Six C batteries.
Yeah, it's a wizard stick of orgasms.
Most of this is just batteries.
Sophia comes in. She's like, you got Dorothy, try on this dress. And then she's carrying the dress she's been working, slaving over. Sophia's just basically like a dress slave right now. She's just like, her whole life is making this dress. And then Dorothy's like, I'm not gonna be able to make it to the ball. Like, I'm sick, Ma. And then she's like, well, go... Oh, she says, go fuck yourself. And then...
There's so many words.
Rose comes in and she's like, I found my new... my old folk tale medicine book.
Yeah, it was like her folk medicine book where it's like... Basically, it's like alchemy. It's like, basically it tells you like what kind of... Like, all diseases lies. Can be treated with leeches.
Right, all lies.
And, leeches, or...
How horse farts can cure mono.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, or just, like, basically all the diseases you can get from the red man.
How to stop your period with, Palm Beach.
With egg yolks.
Egg yolks. Just the yolks. Yeah.
Egg whites.
Egg creams. Egg creams is what I was trying to think of. I was trying to make a soda fountain joke. And kind of failed.
It's all good. I'm good. Half my jokes today have failed. Okay, so then Dorothy, like, they just start fighting. Like, Dorothy's like, we don't need your folktale fucking medicine book. And then...
it's just like Lord of the Flies. Yeah. Like, for, like, most of this episode.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like Easter Island. They're just running out of resources. They're running out of orange juice. They're fighting, and they're all gonna die. And then Blanche wants to watch Another World, soap opera. And there's a TV in the living room, which there never is. But for this episode, they wheeled it out.
We never see it. We never see the other side of the living room.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, if they turn the TV on, they'll cut the dildo off.
She can't masturbate when she's sick.
So it's in the closet.
Or can she? Yeah. And so they start fighting about what's going to be on TV. And I don't even know what Dorothy wants to watch. Probably Jeopardy or some Dorothy-esque sort of TV show.
I'm thinking People's Court.
People's Court? Okay.
I'm thinking Miami Vice.
Miami Vice?
Because at the ball.
Yeah.
I'm thinking 1 to 2 in the afternoon in 1986.
Mm-hmm.
So it would have been People's Court.
Or Matlock.
Or maybe One Life to Live.
Or Murder, She Wrote.
Mm-hmm.
That came on later.
Yeah, Murder, She Wrote came on later.
I think it started... 88.
Yeah, it used to come on. Oh, okay.
This was prime time for old people characters in TV shows. Yeah. There's Matlock, there's Murder, She Wrote.
There was Father Dowling Mysteries, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was Unsolved Mysteries hosted by an old guy.
Oh, yeah, I remember that show.
That show used to freak me out so much. Yeah.
I used to watch that and Tales from the Crypt. Those shows both. Like, fuck me up.
Yeah. Unsolved Mysteries fucked me up.
That was real.
Found him, and...
Because they're unsolved?
Yeah. It was scary.
And they were mysteries!
What if they had, like, a serial... Like, they did Anand and Heyman Lee and Unsolved Mysteries. Like, and nobody ever caught it. Okay. Anyway.
What if they did an episode on it?
Yeah, yeah. That would be great.
It probably was.
They need to go into the vault looking for it.
Somebody needs to find that.
Somebody, find it, please, listeners. Okay, and so then they start fighting about... I don't know. They just start fucking arguing for no... It was a ridiculous fight. It really was super silly. And they're like, I'm not talking to you anymore. And then they all go into their bedrooms and slam the doors. And Sophia's just like, I got a date.
She's still on.
Yeah.
Everybody else is worried about dying, and she's like, right. I'm about to go. Just tear this floor up this weekend.
Right. And I don't understand how she got a date. If she explained how she got a date, she explained that she got a date at the race, at the dog track. And she went to the flower store.
Next door.
To celebrate.
Yeah.
And so how did she get a date when she wasn't out? Like... Did she get... I don't... Right? So that didn't make sense.
She got the kid who worked at the flower store, wasn't that?
Yeah. I think he owned the flower store.
Oh, yeah. He owned it.
So maybe she got his phone number and then called him up. And she was like, you want to go on a date?
I think she did it on... Like, I think she was just like, hey, I just won big at the dog track.
She probably had that adrenaline high.
Yeah, and she's like, I'm at this charity ball. Do you want to come with me? There's free dinner involved. I will buy you a tux.
That guy just wanted a free tux,
yeah,
dude.
He's like, okay.
Yeah, no, that guy wants a passport. He's going to marry Sophia, probably.
He probably thought of it as an opportunity to network and get his flower shop out there. You know, it's just, oh, these motherfuckers must like some flowers.
Yeah. It is a pleasure to be here. Do you want some flowers?
Drop this business card on every table on his way out. Just like the club flyers on people's windows too.
He's like, these people are gonna die soon. They're gonna come buy flowers. Friends of good health.
He saw the business benefit of getting with Sophia. So she's like, this bitch is gonna die soon. She'll need a lot of flowers.
She's gonna be MVP of the year.
Look, funerals. Funerals, come on.
That's probably a hotbed of business for flower shops. Like, I hope people are dying today.
He was like, look at all these silver hairs in here. Rubs his palms together.
Daddy Warbucks.
What I'm thinking is, like, why, like, the reason there's a flower shop across the racetrack is because you go fuck up, lose all your fucking money, and then your wife is gonna be pissed at you.
Yeah.
So you go to the flower shop, fire some flowers, and then you go home. And then you're
it's like, I love you.
Be like, by the way, we can't make a mortgage today, this month.
Put all of our kids' college fund on Papa's mustache and lost it all.
I bought these silk flowers from a man in a tux who's fucking an 80-year-old woman. All's good in the world. Okay, so the next scene, they're still fighting. It's been a couple days. They're in the kitchen. Dorothy's drinking orange juice. And then, so, Rose wants some OJ, and there's none. The OJ with the death, what did you call it, the black mold?
Like, black mold, or, like, maybe it's Sunny D for, like, Sunny DTT.
It's got bleach in it.
It's fresh squeezed asbestos.
Folio.
Asbestos. It's got ear salve. Italian ear salve. Okay. And so, then, they start fighting again. Blanche is like, somebody lost my, somebody stole my Vicks vapor rub. They're very, like, energetic for being sick. Like, they got a lot of, like when I'm sick, I don't want to fight. I don't have the energy to fight. Yeah.
They're just cranky. They're stuck inside. They're, basically, their whole life is blowing their nose and trying to, like, basically, like, not being able to breathe and... Yeah, they're just... They're sick.
They're talking like this. Like, Dorothy, you fucking took my NyQuil cap.
Always think they're trying to sabotage each other, like, steal each other's medicine. That's the best way to sabotage your friends, is you're going to be sick forever?
I know. Right. It was
That's
like...
so dark.
It was like illness dynasty.
I don't want you to get better.
Yeah.
Because if you get better, less betterness for me. Like, I think they think that... That they're stealing each other's health like witches. Like, if I keep them sick, they won't steal my health.
They're Medicare vampires.
They're the worst friends of good health. That's what I say. Okay. And so, Sophia gets a phone call and she comes in and she's like, No, she canceled the reservations because they said they're not going to fucking go to the ball. The Friends of Good Health.
Yeah, Dorothy tapped out first.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm not going
to go. She's like, I'm done. Maybe she doesn't want to wear that outfit. Because
Sophia was trying to bring the yardstick back out and get it cracking.
She's probably poking her pussy with that yardstick. She's like, I'm not going to do this anymore, Mom. You keep shoving shit where they don't belong. Putting Kevin Bacon under my dress.
Yardstick. I'll take that rigid yardstick that you used. It's nice.
She just wants to stay at home and play with the cord vibrator.
Who doesn't?
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Everybody
does. I'd make a cake batter with a cord dildo. Just mix it all together.
Right. Oh, yes. And then they start talking about... Sophia's like, I think one of you are going to win. One of you are going to win for sure. And so I think, like, Sophia is just being a bitch. Like, she knows that she's going to win. But then she's just, like, trying to give them, like, trying to ruin their relationships even more. I don't know what she's doing. Like, she's fucking it up. Like, she's, like, agitating them. I guess she's just bored. I don't know.
And it's very antagonizing.
She is very, very antagonizing. And so, before Sophia comes in, they make up. They hug. They're like an embrace. They like, we've been fighting too much, and Rose almost cries. And so they're friends again. And then Sophia comes in, and then they turn into enemies again. They start saying that, like, hello, you just made up.
I literally blinked my eyes and they were fighting.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even remember what catalyzed it. They were just over each other in an instant.
Yeah, they did. It was just like, oh, we're fucking fighting again. Yeah, it was ridiculous.
And Rose got like super like hard edged too. She was just laying out like death traps for each other. She put the Slayer stake into Dorothy. It was funny enough because Dorothy was dressed like a fucking vampire in that scene. She was over it. No one likes you.
Right. She's like, oh, Dorothy's like, I think I could win. And then she's like, oh, Dorothy, I think you can win too, but nobody likes you. Not enough people just like you.
Like, so passive aggressive.
And Dorothy gave, like, the distance stare.
They call it Minnesota nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just... It's just shielded by your tone, but you're being a bitch. Being a bitch. And
it's
so
like a big Arctic front.
And then okay, so then the next, so they're like they all think that they're gonna win the Best Friends of Good Health Award because obviously they've been all volunteering, which I've never heard of any of them volunteering for anything. I believe Rose volunteers, but
yeah, I would see that.
And I believe Blanche being a dummy for a fireman, for volunteer firemen.
The program she created.
She created where she just lays on a table probably, and firemen just come in and tongue
like,
her.
Yep. She's like, she just goes, I got a fire in here, and points to her vagina. I need you to put it out.
You double dip, like, because they...
And they're like, I need your hose.
No, there's one
it's
in her mouth.
Alarm.
And one in her vagina.
She's just doing stripper, like, routines on the fire poles. All the way down through the floors, just dropping it.
There's just like slime on the pole when she comes down.
She drops it a whole 30
feet. Like, I'm making it easier for you to slide down the pole.
I'm looping it up for you.
Looping it up.
That's my charitable
act. No, she just like suction cups onto the pole and then slides down with her arms and hands out.
I'm sure she does her routine to the theme song of the show.
That's great. Okay, and so they're all fighting again. And so the next scene there, they're at the banquet, and it's Dorothy, this douchebag guy that is her date. Character.
Dorothy's date is the worst. We always say this about some of the guys they date on the show. He's the worst. He's absolutely the worst. He's disinterested. He's mean to Dorothy.
Right.
He has a scorpion tattoo on his belly.
A scorpion tattoo.
Well, yeah. She sneezes. They're all sick, but they look great. And like
they look so great for being so sick.
The whole
sick.
Episode, yeah.
Whole episode. They're the most fabulous sick people in the world.
The best looking corpses on the planet.
It's like, yeah, they could have done something with their hair. I don't know. And so her dress is done. Her Mystic River dress is done. And
I love Mystic River dress.
They're okay, but she sneezes super big. Like on the dude's salad. Like I don't even think it was on the dude's salad.
She covered her mouth, and he still got rid of his salad.
Yeah, he's like, I guess I'm not gonna fucking eat.
Like
this.
That's the worst type of person. Like you're terrible for going to dinner sick.
Yeah,
but a person that has to make a fucking event of what's going wrong at the table is the worst person to go to dinner with. Like, oh, I guess my breadsticks aren't coming. We didn't get that. Like, why?
Yeah, why get to that point?
You're the awful person. You're a terrible person.
I bet Dorothy likes like a guy that complains about everything. Like she would just end up with a complainer.
Yeah, just a stoic.
And they would just complain about everybody together. Right. Ugh. And then Rose's guy is like a Woody Allen type. Like
he's a nebbish.
Yeah. Yeah. And what's a nebbish?
Like a nerdy dude.
Is that a Jewish word for nerd?
I just always see that like in film descriptions when they don't want to say nerd because I think nerd is just like just kind of neurotic, like just kind of
Yeah. Because you can be like nerdy type and then.
Yeah, like a Woody Allen kind of type or. Yeah,
well, so nerdy is more of a catchphrase.
So it is a Jewish
generation.
Yeah. Yeah, nerdy is more us right now.
It's more fashionable to be called nerdy now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so.
I missed that boat in high school. Like, now it's like cool to be nerdy.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I was a fat, weird dude, so. I'm still that, but...
I was a fat, weird dude, too.
I was a fat, weird dude as well.
Oh, yeah! Wow, so relatable. Right. Listeners are fat, weird dudes as well. Everyone is fat, weird, and also a man.
Yes. It was like you're like the doctor. You're, you used to be a man.
I grew up in Oklahoma, and I think it was illegal to be a brunette in Oklahoma before, like, 2004.
And a woman.
So, yeah.
And a woman. Like, and
still illegal to be a woman.
And to get tattoos. So, yeah. And so they're sitting there and they're waiting. Oh, Sophia gets there and she has Raul the florist, who's there to network. He's there to get these old people to buy his flowers. And that's why he probably made that thing around Sophia's.
She's got a nice ribbon corsage.
Yeah, it looks like troll hair on her wrist.
He probably made her secret.
No flowers though. Should have been floral if he's a florist.
Right.
Dude,
yeah.
That dress was sponsored by Jolly Rancher. This dress was crazy.
He called it a kaleidoscope dress.
This is a kaleidoscope Sophia on each of her.
Is so loud. Like, her outfit is just out of this world.
It's like somebody shot a shotgun through a church cathedral window. Like, stained glass was just shattered on her. She probably dove through a cathedral window to get to the ball. She's like, I'm here.
This is made from a window of Jesus weeping.
You can see Jesus in her outfit.
She has a face of it right on the side.
This is tears.
The Virgin Mary's over there under the armpit. Fan fucking tastic. She is Catholic. Hello. And so, so Raul, the only words he says is, happy to be here.
Clearly FOB.
Yeah.
Fresh off the boat.
Fresh off the boat. Got a flower business. He hit it.
Because he's a worker.
He hit it big.
That's how everybody's
track
FOB.
Big.
He already understands the dynamics of the American household. He was like, there's going to be a lot of disappointed men coming out of here.
He's like, where do people need flowers? Where do they die? Miami. Like, that's...
He's a genius, this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I love this dude.
Entrepreneurial spirit is through the sky. Man. I love it.
Yes. Okay, and so everybody's like, what the fuck? Sophia's got this 40-year-old guy. And then Blanche comes in, and she's in sequins as well. Everybody is. And,
it's the 80s.
Yeah, and it's the 80s.
You couldn't have a fancy event without some sequins.
Because
against the rules.
Shiny means fancy.
Shiny and big.
1986. Yeah.
The friends of good health, all in sequins. And so then Blanche comes in, and she doesn't have a date, and... She says, he's going to get here soon. And she even, like, tells in front of Rose's and Dorothy's date, she says, I know I look horrible, but think about this. I still look better than the both of yous. And I'm like, dude, their dates are in front of, like, you. Like, you're being a total biznatch.
What did she... She described her date as, like, a writer, or... What was the occupation
She goes and grabs some dude. And
not just a writer, like an acclaimed writer, like, the most acclaimed writer since
like a poet
Norman Mailer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she comes up with this me cute, like, fucking, like, I was in a park reading his book, and then he came over and offered to sign it, and that's when we started fucking. Like, it's like... Total bullshit. Yeah, total. And then the other waiter comes in and he's like, hey, Tommy, what are you doing sitting down? We gotta get out these old doors. I don't even know what he said, but he just yelled at him and then called her out.
He's another waiter. Another waiter. Yeah, yeah. She paid.
Paid him. Yep.
She paid, and he's like, can I keep my $25? And she's like, no. And she's like, give me $10 back.
What a partial refund.
That's a lot of money. You made $15. That's
so
great.
Yeah, it was a $15. Yeah. She $15. Felt that was worth $15. Yeah. 1 minute at the table.
He probably made like $200 just off of
just a good shit for that cater waiter.
Yeah.
This is why they don't have any fucking money, because she thinks 1 minute is worth $15.
They don't have money.
That's why they don't have any
spend
money.
It on the escort.
They spend it on waiters pretending to be their boyfriends. Like, we're so broke, but so many pretend boyfriends.
But like the other two guys that were sitting at the table, they were wearing the exact same tuxedo that the cater waiter was wearing. Did you notice that?
She couldn't even tell who was serving food there.
They're rentals. These aren't guys that have their own tuxes. These are rentals.
But I was thinking, like, what if those guys were also waiters? Like, but they paid more money. They shelled out.
Well, the dude with the scorpion tattoo with a shitty attitude sounds like a waiter, but
he's
the older dude
waiter.
Was probably like the manager.
Maybe he's like the host, because the older guys, the maitre d' are sometimes older men.
That's true.
And so everybody just fucking paid for their fucking dates.
That makes so much sense, because a maitre d' with a scorpion tattoo is definitely like working in a restaurant where he does a lot of drugs and ends up getting a tattoo of a scorpion.
Right, and it's very unhappy.
Yeah, in a decade where tattoos are not like fashionable either. Right. So
no, they were like for circus people.
Yeah,
like,
you were a crazy person.
Circus people and bikers. Oh man, okay. And so yeah, they all paid for their fucking dates, and that's why they're horrible dates, right? I don't know, maybe she wanted more money from, maybe Dorothy just didn't give him enough money. Okay, so then there's this whole thing where this woman goes to the podium and she's like, we couldn't get done. Oh, she's announcing the Friends of Good Health Award. And she said, we couldn't get Don. Was it Dan or Don Johnson?
Don Johnson.
Don Johnson.
Don Johnson. Former husband of Melanie Griffith.
Oh.
Father of Dakota Johnson, who was in 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, no way.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's his daughter who plays the lead?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No way. Dakota Johnson is connected to fucking Miami Vice.
It's crazy because Don Johnson's hair is 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, yeah. Whoa.
So Inception.
It's the 50 Shades of Grey Golden Girls connection. We made it. Yeah.
Heard it here first.
Right. Yeah. And so he couldn't make it, but his outfit could make it. And so they... outfit on stage.
It's the white suit
and
blue shirt.
They're
so happy.
Dude.
They're so pleased with this. There's no other outfit that you could do that for either. Like, I'm trying to imagine any of the show. You're like, the outfit, you're just like, whoa!
Right. They probably never got Dan Johnson. Like, they just got, like, an outfit that looks like something he would
with
wear.
With a Nordstrom rack.
Yeah, just got a white suit. Nordstrom.
And a blue shirt.
We're just panicking. We're panic buying this white suit.
We need heads at these tables. And so, you know, these charity people just don't show up unless you have a
lot of them are old. No one sees very well. We'll just do it.
Dude, that was a hell of a gamble. Like, to have that payoff where everybody was just blown away. They were like, whoa, that totally worked.
But, yeah, like, they totally bought that shit. Like,
wow, didn't expect that. They're high-fiving each other in the back. We fucking nailed it. Thank you, Tommy, for hitting that Nordstrom rack.
It would have been greater, like, Gary Coleman couldn't make it, but his outfit could. It had this tiny outfit.
Oshkosh B'gosh.
Yeah, Oshkosh B'gosh outfit. Like, everyone's like, yay, Gary Coleman's fucking outfit, yay!
I was 30 feet away from it!
Yay! It'd be great if, like, the award was they won the outfit. Like, that's...
That would be an award.
That would have been awesome.
That would have been crazy. It would have been ill-fitting. It would have been Estelle Getty and Don Johnson's outfit. Just out there smoking cigars on a swift boat out on the Miami waters. It would have been great.
She makes Raul wear the outfit.
Yeah! And then it's a role-playing thing.
Yeah.
Oh, God. She was so into that. He's so into that.
He's like, please. Meet you.
He's like, let's make a child that will one day be in a critically acclaimed movie about the BSM.
He's like, I got something to tell you about my reproductive system.
We don't need to use a condom. Bravo. Okay, and so... And they know.
Reality is of elderly sex.
Right. So she's, like, barebacking with this foreign dude in Dan Johnson's outfit. And in a kaleidoscope outfit.
I should say Don Johnson. It's Don.
It's Don. I keep saying Dan.
Dan Johnson is a comedian in the Phoenix area.
Yeah. It wasn't Dan Johnson, local Phoenix comic. It was Don Johnson.
Dan Johnson sounds like a basketball player's name. So he's like, oh, wow, I was in that episode?
Well, oh, probably. Yeah,
he's definitely a Dan Johnson.
He's going to listen to this podcast and be like, I didn't know I was in Golden Girls on my outfit. Okay, and so the lady's like, the best friend of the year award goes to Sophia Petrillo, yay! And then, like, Sophia gets up and everyone's super excited. And then she kisses Raul on the lips.
Twice.
She's like, I need some more love. I can't handle not making out with this dude. And so she gives this speech that's very heartwarming that changes the Golden Girls' minds about fighting.
Yeah, she apparently got the award for going out with a tin can and collecting donations for this vague charity.
You know that she was wasted the entire time.
At the park. She's like, all right, I'm going to go get some donations and I'm going to go drink at the park.
She probably went to the dog park and pretended like she was like the booker and just like, yeah, put money down on Papa's got a brand new bag. And then just like throwing money in there. She seems like a con artist. Sophia would definitely run cons on people. Especially because she lies about stories and runs cons.
And she tried to murder her roommate and her daughter.
She's a smooth criminal.
Yeah, she's a smooth criminal. Yeah. She's like, I want them all to look like shit. And I'm going to win.
Right?
And look great and have a 40-year-old. Like, fucking, yeah. So she's the mastermind behind all this crap. And so, and then the Golden Girls make up. They all hold hands,
tight hand holding,
yeah, like basically like Prince of Tide style, like when they jump into the
river. They're holding hands like they're all waiting to be announced who's Miss America.
Like Thelma and Louise jumping off a cliff in a vehicle.
I wish more. I'm gonna just bring that hand holding style back. Who's gonna win? Just like, what?
But dude, Sophia must have had to like raise like, I don't know, like $2,000 or something. She conned that money out of something.
It's a rich person's thing that they're at.
Yeah.
It's not like a poor, like you could get away with a small donation.
Yeah, because everybody was so white and rich.
It was a black table.
Oh, there were blacks. Yeah. There was a black table.
Yeah. There was like, they were like, we definitely are hold arms with Quincy Jones. Like, we are fucking filthy rich.
Oh, and then when Sophia's like, Sophia on stage, she's like, attention everybody over 75. Look at your date. And now look at mine. And then, like, these two black guys look at each other.
It was a black and a white dude.
Was it?
Yeah.
They look at
each other.
Oh, no way.
And they were gay vampires because they were so young.
Gay vampires. They're like, we're 3,000 years old.
They're like, this is how we stay alive, donating to charities.
Yeah. Dorothy knows them from a long time ago, from 4,000 years ago. Also a vampire.
So many vampires in this movie.
What if they're all vampires in this club, the social club? You don't know.
Friends of good health. They just start dining on each other's necks.
Yeah, good health because they never die. Hello. They killed Dan Johnson.
It's a vampire charity.
They're like, this is the boss. Hold on. The clothes of Don Johnson.
Maybe that was Don Johnson. Maybe that was Don Johnson. It was a reflection, so you couldn't see him.
No way.
That, or they got his blood. Like, basically, they feasted on his blood, and then they're just like, we've drained his life force. All that remains is his fashionable clothes. Yay!
It was just so good it couldn't stop. Yeah.
This is before. Yeah. This is our cocoon.
He's just like a bat inside those clothes.
He's the master vampire. We went to his main chamber and stole his outfit.
Yeah, that's why she's so excited about her young date.
Right.
Yeah, he's like, he's a business owner.
Then they suck the blood and life force out of him, and he turns old. That's how it... And he joins the club. Friends with good health.
That's why it's so important that they bring a date.
Right. Also, at the end of that, of the dinner, there was like 6 bottles of wine on the table that were empty. It's like... One, the busters don't know how to pick up.
I know.
And then, like, they're all wasted. They all just went to town, or Raul likes to drink. I don't know what happened.
Probably Scorpion Dude.
I can't handle this shit. This isn't...
He's got an alcohol problem.
This isn't Dorothy's tab.
I know that I'm being invited to this thing to be a vampire sacrifice. So, I'm gonna go out... Guns a-blazing.
But was it was it wine or Don Johnson's blood? Who knows? Yeah,
there was a lot of blood. It was Don Johnson's blood.
Right, yeah. But this is before... So, that means Dakota Johnson's a vampire.
Yeah.
Dun-dun-dun. Oh. 50 Shades of Vampire Blood. All right. Okay, so... And also, this club doesn't... Like, they don't know who's gonna win. Like, this club doesn't know how to nominate people. Like, you know what I mean? It's like...
There's no process for it.
Yeah, no process for it. We're just gonna announce somebody. Yeah, no, not... Yeah, if they nominated people, then they wouldn't have been fighting so much.
Yeah, because they had a Cosby episode where he was up for a charity award, and... He had to go deliver a baby, but he knew he was nominated for it.
Right.
Like, he wanted to go back because he knew he was going to win it. Most charities know... You're being honored at charities. It's not like, oh, you won.
Right. Yeah, you're being honored, and they tell you beforehand, so you're there.
And if you're going to do, like, a black tie, like, super fancy, it's a weird process for a charity.
not just a vague phone call like, maybe you'll win, maybe you won't. Because that's what happened.
Well, maybe they were just trying to get everyone to be there. Maybe they were just like, yeah, you're nominated. Like, they told, like, everyone in the crowd. They were like, I'm going to get this award.
And they're like, and the winner is Don Johnson's outfit. Yay, Don Johnson's outfit donated $3,000.
Don Johnson's outfit is worth more than any of their donations put together.
Don Johnson's discarded clothing.
What's the net worth on that suit?
Right. Every time someone doesn't go to an award show that's a celebrity, you gotta send them your clothes.
This is what they're gonna wear.
It's like they just put them on the table. Like, they serve them dinner. Anything else, Don Johnson? More wine?
They placed the sleeve on the table by the silverware.
They honored its writer.
They take pictures with him. Don Johnson's outfit.
He was in this shirt.
And then that's how does it end?
Sophia honoring her friends. Like, they come back to being friends through all of that. Well, they had no reason to be friends again. Sophia literally, like, she was the glue to this episode.
She was the glue, and she was the ungluing. She was the criminal and savior.
I'm gonna break them apart. They haven't died. So I'm just going to bring them back together again.
Yeah.
No motive. Yeah. Fucking with people.
Right. She probably... I think, like, if Sophia were to be in charge of any funds for any club or social club, I think she would instead steal money from them or find a way to make money off of this.
Her charities are all fronts just for lining her pockets.
Yeah, totally.
Her Kevin Bacon inseam pockets.
And then, how come, if Sophia was such a charitable person and raised so much money, why didn't they mention that earlier when they were in the kitchen talking about what everybody's done?
Yeah.
Was she hiding the fact
that humble she is, apparently.
She did a lot of lurking in this episode.
She came in and out.
Good work, Estelle Getty.
She came in and out of the hallway a lot. She had, like, outfits being made in her room. She had phone calls being made.
She's focused.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's, like, deleted scenes of her, like, maniacally laughing.
Like Rumpelstiltskin in a forest, like...
Right. Well, we did it, guys. I think we did the whole thing. Yeah.
We did.
Yay! So thank you so much, Anwar, for doing our podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Yay! And this comes out on Wednesday. So do you have any shows coming up that you would like to promote for our listeners?
I think you can come out if you want. To Rick Bronson's House of Comedy, April 1st to the 5th. I will be featuring for the wonderful Seton Smith from Mulaney.
Nice. Ooh,
how fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
I won't disappoint.
And where can we find you on Twitter or online?
You can follow me at Anwar Dinozar. It's terrible. I might change just my name. I think it's a funny thing, but like Czar is a weird word to spell.
C-Z-A-R.
Yeah. So right. My
too
name.
Too many consonants together.
Yeah, it's just, I'm a dummy. So if you can find it, I'd be glad to have you get a window into my stupid tweets. But if you can't, you're probably better off in life. You're probably doing a lot better.
Find them. You have nothing else. You're listening to this podcast. Come on. You made it this far. You need Anwar Newton's tweets.
Go through the journey. I post a tweet about things I hate. Today, I think I put a tweet up about a Geico commercial and a black pilot that I thought was funny. So I find weird things funny.
Yay. So check it out, listeners. Genevieve, where are you going to be at? And what's your Twitter handle?
All right. In the next week, next weekend, I'm actually going to be at the Slow Comedy Fest. Mm-hmm. I'm on the Friday Slow Case.
Yay.
I don't know where that is. I have not read my email. I just know I'm making it to San Luis Obispo.
Creekside Brewery, I believe.
Creekside Brewery. So if you're at Creekside Brewery on Friday at roughly 8 o'clock...
In San Luis Obispo.
In San Luis Obispo, then you can come out and see me. I'm also, let's see what else I got. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Genevieve Rice. I'm on Facebook, also under my name. And you could do that, or I'm also under Bedside Kenny. So ooh. Yeah.
Nice. Like Sleater Kenny?
Like what? Bedside.
Yay.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Cool. And I'm at Anthony DeSimito on Twitter and Instagram. I'll also be at the Slow Fest, at San Luis Obispo. I don't know which shows I'm on yet, but I will be there. So if you're there, look it up on the website and go and have fun. It should be tons of fun. I don't have any other shows until then. Oh, I'll be at the Hidden House on March 4th for Stu Baker's comeback, and that should be tons of fun. And
Stu Baker, friend of the show.
Friend of the show. And he's awesome. Check him out. A Hidden House, 7th Avenue in Osborne. And that's a Wednesday at 8:30.
It's one of my favorite rooms to do, so.
Great
room. Definitely go.
Great room to do. We all have individual Twitters and stuff, but the podcast also has a Twitter. It's at TiffBap, which is thank you for being a podcast. But as an acronym, we're also on Instagram as TiffBap. We're on Libsyn.com, iTunes, Stitcher, whichever platform you listen to us. And we're also on Facebook, and we always post our stuff and our shows and our photos. And check us out. And thank you for listening to us. And have a wonderful Golden Girlsy Friends of Good Health Day.
Vampires.
Don Johnson.
Gonna stuff a chicken. Gonna stuff a chicken. Like my mama taught me. Like my mama taught me. Gonna take the chicken down to Mississippi.